Hashbon Nefesh. Hashbon Nefesh is when someone takes care of himself. He looks, what did I do from yesterday until today? How am I acting in the world? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Yeah, he makes sure. How did I daven? How did I speak? How did I eat? What did I do? Everything. A person has to do Hashbon Nefesh. Every day a person has to do Hashbon Nefesh. Unless it brings him to sadness. If it brings him to sadness, he's not allowed to do Hashbon Nefesh. Okay, I'm just adding this in. If it brings him to sadness, oh, I'm so bad, I'm so... Asur, do Cheshbon Nefesh. It's the biggest avail in the world then. The person has to be happy and do Cheshbon Nefesh. Oh, I'm fixing myself. Great. Adam Shalosh Shomer, a person has to do Cheshbon Nefesh, also to see in himself. What happens if someone doesn't guard his eyes? What does he gain? Mishu Yechol Agit Shum Arviach Mashu, could someone say he's gaining something? What is he gaining? Sheyesh lo psolot barosh lo, he has garbage in his head. Sheyesh lo b'moach davar sheyaleh lo midei pam, that he has something in his brain that will come up every once in a while. Uitavela v'izbo b'shukach, and then he'll have more desires and more suffering because of this. Ki miyuchal lemaleh lo ta'avato sheyesh lo mitmunah sheyesh lo barosh. Who could fill his taiva, right? Of a picture that he has in his brain. Just a picture. A person, he can't do anything with it. Stan, go crazy with it. And let's see what a person loses when he has all these pictures in his brain. He loses happiness. Eta kdusha, holiness. Eta ira, fearing from God. Eta kesher im Hashem, his connection to Hashem. Mafsid atfila, he loses prayer. He can't daven. Everyone to check on himself. The more holy he is, the better and easier is for his daven. A day that wasn't so holy, it's harder for him to daven. Pashut. Echad le'echad. Clearly, it's the clearest. But only someone who daven. Someone doesn't daven, he can't. Doesn't have the tool. He doesn't have the tool, the checking tool. Like I said, madad. Mafsid et ha-chokhmah, he loses wisdom. Et ha-zikaron, memory. And Rav Arush writes later that it doesn't mean he means loses memory of what he learned or something. He loses the memory of Hashem. He loses Hashem, he doesn't remember Hashem. Because the people, the professors, what do you mean? They know a lot. They know, like how Almighty knew the Torah, they know all the garbage. All science and everything they know. How? How could that be? What, they're not tzaddikim? No, they remember, of course, that they can remember. But Hashem, they forget. Mafsid et ha-Torah shelo, he loses his Torah. Right? The Torah doesn't bring him anywhere. Mafsid et ha-Zivuk shelo, he loses his Zivuk. Right? Meaning, if he's not married, he loses his wife to find his wife. And if he is married, he loses his Shalom Bayis. Right? Even a Suish Tamen Agadat, if he's married, his wife goes against him. Mafsid et ha-Yeladim shelo, he loses his children. Either he won't have children at all, right? Either he has children and they're going off in different ways that he doesn't want them to go, or that he won't have children at all. Kaladei shotzi zera lebatala, through spilling out the seed, we see the yeladim shelo, or shelo yilu yeladim kaele. Right? He loses his children, or that he'll have children, that with them he's going to go through shiva medorei geinom, through all of hell. In this world,
say that over and over again.
And he might have children that with them he'll have to go through hell to raise them. Mamash Gehenom in this world. Umafsid et ha-parnasa shelo, he loses his parnasa. Et simchat ha-chayim shelo, his happiness of life, livelihood, ve'od and more. Ach ha-hefsed ha-gadol ve'yoter, but the biggest loss that he has. That he has remains in his brain horrible pictures that will continue making him sin again and again. That's what a person loses. Now let's see what he gains. The person has to make, let's see, well, what is it? Is it worth it? Not worth it? Let's see what's worth in life. Right? When someone does a business, he always has to check out, well, if I buy this thing, which business should I go into, right? He checks. If is it People want this thing. They don't want this thing. He said, checks that it's worth it. He won't just jump in, right? And if he doesn't check, he might lose. He might win. I don't know. So send me Shmirat HaEinayim. Let's see what a person loses, what a person he earns, he gains by doing Shmirat HaEinayim. And then he'll decide what he wants to do in life. Connected to the other side. If he would have found even one thing that a person gains from this besides momentarily pleasure, imaginary pleasure, right? Maybe there would have been a place to argue. He doesn't gain nothing. Rak efsedim noraim, only horrible loss. Shemulam en shum revach, that as opposed to them, there's no gaining. Melua katam yoter, not even a little bit. Ech hayetzer hara oved al haadam ufateh oto. How the yetzer hara, he deceives a man, right? He works on him and he seduces him. Keilu, as if im yistakel, if he looks at that woman, looks at that woman, yeh lo tanug, oh, we'll have so much pleasure. Is it tanug? What kind of pleasure? Rak dikaon yesh lo mizeh. Only depression will happen. Now you hear a horrible story, okay? Avrech nigash elai ve'amar li, a young man, Avrech from a yeshiva, I don't know from where, came over to the rabbi and told him, "Kvod harav, ein li chayim, I have no life." Lo hikarti to, I didn't know this Avrech. Shalti to, so I asked him, "Ata nasui? Are you married?" "Ken, I'm married." Anali, "V'yesh lo hati b'ruvetem, even though we have children." Baruch Hashem. Amarti lo, Baruch Hashem. She was pregnant. So I told him, Baruch Hashem, ata avrech tzair, v'karov, tizku levanim. Halavai al kulam. I told him, Baruch Hashem, you're young, avrech, soon you have children. Right? Baruch Hashem. I wish everyone will have children. As ma abaya, so what's the problem? Why do you come to me? Usually people come to Rav Arush, they have a problem, right? They don't discuss that. Go to the doctor, they'll be fixed. Achuana, kvar kalatta matzav. He didn't really, until he was answering, I understood the situation. He didn't really answer. He was like, I asked him, "Internet? Look at the internet." He said, "Yes, I don't have a life, I don't have parnasa, I don't have anything." Davar Rishon she'asiti, he wasn't looking at a Chabad.org. First thing I did, chramti lo et ha'internet she'haya ito, machshev hanayad. How do you say, I confiscated his computer that was with him. He had a laptop. And I asked him, "Nu, yesh lecha od eze ba'aya chutz ma'genom hazeh? Do you have any other problem besides this hell that you're in?" Adam meshagea et atzmo mitameh la'aseh b'tmonot. The person makes himself crazy and he purifies himself with all these garbage pictures. Rabbeinu Omer, Rabbeinu says shekol ha'meshugaim ba'im mitavat niyuf. All the crazy people come from this tavat niyuf. Az betach shu yeh medukeh ubli chayim. So of course he's depressed and he has no life. Keshehu mavir atzmo ledvar avera. When he's inflaming himself with this avera, right?
No, that's ma'avir.
Ma'avir is to inflame, to become inflamed. Zeo mamash gaon. It's mamash a craziness. Ma yesh lo mamash gaon hazeh? What does he have from this craziness? It's shtuyot. B'safo shel davar, at the end, what did I do with him? Rav Arush says, Kibel al atzmo beneder. He accepted by himself with a neder, with a vow that only a rav
could make it a square, that only a rav can alpha it.
That you will never ever go into internet to chabad.org and not the breast of Israel, nothing. He doesn't go over to an internet. If there's a computer with an internet, he's not allowed to go there. And with that also, I guided him that he will do every single day a half an hour התבודדות. ויבקש מהשם, and he will ask Hashem, שיבטל ממנו את הרצונות הרעים שיש לו. He'll nullify from himself all his bad wills that he has to see all these pictures. שיחזור לרצון הטוב, ואז לגן עדן יגיע. And that the good will return to him, and then he'll live in Gan Eden. Right? So a person has to know, why Rav Al is bringing this story here? So even if a person sinned and he did the worst things, Zal Hashanah. Now we start working. Now we do the half an hour a day. From today. Today, Sunday. Today we start doing half an hour a day. And Shmata and I, and Dusha, and to want goodwill. From now. From now. Not the... Ah, kol yom, kol yom. Until a person is... That's fine. Kedusha v'yeshuot. Now we'll see the other side. Kedusha v'yeshuot. Holiness and salvation. לעומת זאת, another hand, אם נמנה את הרווחים שיש לאדם ששומר את עיניו ומוחו, if we will count or spell out the gains, right? Gains, you say? The stuff that he gains? Profit that a person has when he guards his eyes and his brain, נראה, we will see, שיש כאן עסקה שאי אפשר לוותר עליה. There's a deal here which you can't lose out. דבר ראשון, אמונה. The first thing a person gains from guarding his eyes and his brains is אמונה. Believing in Hashem. All the people you see, they have people, even oneself, he has all kinds of questions on Hashem. And why is this? And why is that? And why did Hashem do the Holocaust? Have you ever had that question? Never asked that? Oh, why did Hashem do the Holocaust?
I hear that constantly.
Why do you even have that question? Because God believes. What are you? Tzadiki were in the Holocaust and they never questioned Hashem. They were inside the Holocaust. The cousin of Rebbe, you know, he was inside. He went through Auschwitz for 5 years. Or 4 years, whatever it was. Right? He didn't have a little question on Hashem. Why not? Because he was holy. Holiness gives you emuna. You have holiness, you have no questions on Hashem. If a person has questions on Hashem, don't say, oh, I'm such a koyfel. No, say, oh, I have to be more kedusha. I have to work on myself more. To be more foolish. Not to say, oh, I'm such a koyfer. Look at me. I'm such an idiot. What's going to be with me? I'm in yeshiva for 6, 7, 8 years already. And I'm still going to have these questions. No, so start working. Start doing bodhidut half an hour a day. And then shmirat habrit. And then emunah is going to come already. It's going to be clear to you. Emunah is when everything's clear. It's clear that it's Hashem. You only see Hashem. You stop seeing people. אמונה תלויה בשמירת הברית. אמונה depends on שמירת הברית. I'm going to put that in a sticker, a bumper sticker. אמונה תלויה בשמירת הברית. אמונה depends on קדושה, on שמירת הברית.
Do
both of us, yeah. Do two. אמונה תלויה בברית, and אמונה תלויה בצניות. Also the צניות of the woman. מכאן צריכים לעבור מיד לעבור לרפואה. From here we have to move on directly to רפואה. מה זה רפואה? רפואה שלנו, health, cure, I don't know how you call it.
Healing.
To be healed, right. הן רפואת הנפש והן רפואת הגוף, שתיהן תלויות באמונה. Both the
healing of the soul,
the situation of your mentally situation. And your body situation, they both depend on emunah. When a person, right? He has emunah, he's calm, he doesn't get angry, he doesn't get nervous, he doesn't get upset, right? Things could happen, he'll stay calm, he'll stay calm. Even though things are going wrong in his life, right? Yirat Shamayim. Right, the person who merits Yirat Shamayim through Kedusha. Simchat Chaim, right? Livelihood, he's alive. Chokhmah, wisdom, Zikaron, he always remembers Hashem. Tefillah, prayer, Torah, he merits to learn Torah. Zivug, he married to get a Zivug, or Shalom Bayis if he's married. Yeladim Tzadikim, holy children, Tzadikim children. They see their father as a Tzadik, of course they become a Tzadik. Ketuv b'Sefer Amidot, it says in Sefer Amidot, Rabbeinu wrote when he was 7 years old, Shemi shomer et enav, one who guards his eyes, yu lo yeladim sheichavu perushim. In the Torah, you will have children that will write perushim, write explanations and books on the Torah, of Torah, yeah? And now Rabbi was adding about himself, Mishum shavim mori Rabbi Machlof Arush zal. Because my father, Rabbi was saying, Rabbi Machlof Arush, right, that was his father, shamar et enav, he used to guard his eyes. He was a simple Jew, he wasn't a learned Jew. Nothing. He was a simple Jew. Keep Shabbos. His mother was Tznius. Right? He came from Morocco. The simplest people. Innocent. But then they forced them, you know, to send the kids to school. They didn't know anything. They came from Morocco. That's why we married to Rav Arush, because they went to not a good school. And then he went down. To climb up. Yeah? Of course, that my father used to guard his eyes. Lachen zachiti lechaber purushim al Torah. Therefore, I merited to write Perushim, all the books of Rav Arush and the Torah. Do you think it's my merit? He says, it's my father, because of my father. Olam hazeh, Olam haba, he merits this world, he has this world, he's happy in this world. Olam haba, he merits the next world. Yeah. Hine anu roim et sholshelet ha-kodesh mishpachat Abuchatzera. Right? Everyone can look clearly. The mishpachat Abuchatzera. You heard of them? Big tzaddikim. From Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzera. Until today, Rabbi David, right? And Rabbi Baruch, and all the tzaddikim of Abuchatzera. Ech kulam kedushim? How are they all holy? The whole family is holy. All the boys are holy. How is this? Kulam ba'alei brachot. They all give you a bracha, you get blessed mamash. Poalei Yeshua, they do make salvations to everyone. Mechan ba'alei makoach hazeh? Where did this power come to them? It came to them from their extra strictness in matters of Kedusha. Guarding their eyes, their thoughts, and the Brit. Then they can give brachos, then everything they can do. They're together with Hashem. They say Hashem does right away. Kol echad tzarich lakachat ulekabel al atzmo. Each and every one needs to take and accept upon himself that this will be his main work in this world. He will learn about this subject. And he will learn this book over and over, again and again. Listen to the CDs of Rav Arush about this. The main thing, he'll dive in about what he learns every day. Shikol yom yavor alav naki. That every day will pass clean. Kol yom naki sheyavor alav, zeh harevach muchlat shelo. Every day, like fast the person goes through clean, right? Anything that he's not supposed to see, it's his complete gain. 100% his. It's profit, 100%. It's his. V'chol yom, tzarich ha'adam nazkir la'atzmo et ha'cheshbon hazeh. Every day a person has to remind himself of this calculation that we just made. What is worth? What is better to do in life? Ma'umaf seed kshupotech etenav. What does he lose when he opens his eyes? Ta'olam hazeh, ta'olam haba. This world, the next world. Ma'umaf yach. What does he gain? Nothing. Alvay shak lo yamav yach klum. Right? We wish a person would just not lose. Hello, Mavir Genom, he gains his health. And what is he married when he guards his eyes? This world, the next world, Mama Fsid, and what does he lose? Clue. He doesn't lose anything when he guards his eyes. He gains everything. How do we know? Right? Where do we have a complete proof? Shainyan shel riyot asurot, that this matter of forbidden things, forbidden
sights
that we need to that they are, hu sheker echad gadol, is one complete great lie. Mikach sheroim bechush, right? We see clearly. בחוש, meaning we sense it clearly, שהתאווה הזאת, that this תאווה, רק מעוררת רצונות רעים, it just awakens bad wills, כיסופים רעים, bad yearnings, המרחיקים את האדם התכלית, which distance a man from the purpose of why he came to this world. מהתורה, from the Torah, מהדבקות בהשם, from כלי מיטה השם, מהמידות טובות, from good midos, right? People they see women and they go, they betray on their wife and this, all kinds of things. Look what goes on in the world. מהנתינה, now you stop wanting to give. You stop wanting to give, right? How do we know that? Yeah, person, he just wants his taiva. We said already that the taiva is a selfish thing. Selfish, this is what you want. ואפילו בשכל של העולם הזה, and even forget קדושה, forget Hashem. Don't forget Hashem, but just for the moment. Right? Let's think about it. Even in the eyes of this world, זה ברור שהתאווה הזאת גורמת אנשים להיות רעים. It's obvious, clear that this taiva causes people to be bad, bad people. בלתי נמנים, right? They're not faithful. בוגדניים, betrayers, right? Look at the world. Look at the world. לצערנו, אנו רואים מעשים בכל יום. Unfortunately, we see things every day, right? Things that happen every day. שבעלים עוזבים את הבית, right? Husbands leave their homes. עוזבים את נושאיהם, וילדיהם, they leave their wives, their children. מתנהגים בחזריות נוראה. And they behave in awesome coolness. והכל בגלל שהם לפו אחרי עיניהם. It's all because they went after their eyes. They saw that woman and that woman. She's younger, she's prettier, she's this. יש שקר גדול יותר מהדבר הזה שמרחיק את העולם מכל הטוב וכל התכלית? Is there a greater lie than this lie that distances the whole world from its purpose and from the good? והשקר הזה הוא שורש כל השקרים. And this lie, this falsehood, right, is the source and the root of all lies. אפילו כל השקרים והפגמים של הפה והלשון תלויים בזה. Even all the lies and the blemishes that a person uses with his tongue, that he talks not good things, and lashon hara and lies, and it also depends on this. כמו שרבינו כותב, רבינו writes this, שתיקון הברית ושלמות לשון הקודש תלויים בזה בזה. The תיקון הברית and the completeness of לשון הקודש. לשון הקודש doesn't mean Hebrew. Doesn't mean the language the Torah was written by. It means holy speech. Lashon Kodesh, holy language. Speaking holy, even holy things. Even if you speak French or Russian or German or English, what you're speaking. You could speak Ivrit and you could speak a very, very Tamil Lashon. You could speak Russian or English and speak Lashon Kodesh. So it depends on what you say. Rabbeinu didn't speak Ivrit, Rabbeinu spoke Yiddish, yeah? כל סוגי השקרים, all types of lies, דיבורים של כעס, anger, קנאה, jealousy, הכל נמשך מהתאווה הקשה, it's all drawn down from this difficult, very horrible תאווה. ואי אפשר לזכור לתיקון הפה, בלי לתקן את הרע של אותה תאווה. If one cannot merit fixing his mouth, without fixing this, the bad, the evilness that is in this תאווה, שהוא הרע הכולל, the bad which includes all that in the world. Look in the Gute Moran, Torah 19, Barachava explains there at all. Shemechane tara, Rabbeinu calls the bad of the new, b'shem hara kolel. The bad that includes all bad. Shekolel et kol ha-tavot shebaolam. It includes all bad, all taivas, all lusts in the world. Hayesh lecha sheker gadol midavar kazeh shekolel et kol hara shebaolam? You have a greater lie than this, greater lie than this thing that is includes all bad in the world. It is bad.
This lie, this falsehood we're talking about, is it? Is the lie is that if you go after this, you're going to have happiness. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's a lie. Obviously.
It's a lie. It's false. It's not true.
What did you say? The lie is what?
He said that you want saying, if you think, if I do this, I'll be happy. If I do that, if I look at her, I'll be happy. If I go with her, I'll be happy. If I do this, I'll be happy.
That's the lie.
It's false. The person has to live now. Live his life. until there's someone else's life, I have to go there and go.
Grass is green on the other side.
Grass is green on the other side. If you look. If you don't look, you don't see the there is another side.
So you think it's green on the other side.
Exactly, yeah. You think you'll have this, you'll be happier. You have that, you'll be happier. Be happy with who you are right now and work to get close to Hashem. No, that's all we have to do in life. Chinot shel sheker. Grace? Chen. Chen v'chesed. Grace of life. Sheker achen v'hevel ayofi. Yeah, sheker achen. You heard of that, Ezra? Sheker achen. Right, we sing Hashem. Vanity? Sheker. Chen. Ezra. Chen. Grace. You always know that. Sheker achen. There's a false.
Oh, false.
Grace. And there's a M sticker. Grace. Okay, let's. כל אחד צריך להבין. Each and everyone has to understand. בעניין שקר אחר והבל היופי. In a matter of false, how do you call it, צבי? What did you say? False grace.
False grace.
Yeah. And the הבל היופי, right? The emptiness of beauty. שאפילו הוא נהנה רק מהיופי של אשתו. That even if someone has pleasure just from the beauty of his wife. He has a beautiful wife. And he had pleasure because of that. Ah, look at my wife's beautiful, right? It's a sheker. It's a lie. That's also a lie. It's permitted. It's a permitted lie. But it's a lie. It's like you're allowed to eat kosher food. So therefore you have to eat all the food in the world. No, you have to eat what you need to eat, right? Same thing with the wife. You're like, Hashem, we're all married here, right? No, so you're not married here. Right? But as a wife, beautiful wife, you know, I don't enjoy how she looks and how she's pretty and everything. But it's a fool. You should know it's a lie. But you know it's a lie.
How can it be? There's a bracha that would make an exceptionally beautiful woman.
Where does it say that?
Well, it's exceptional beautiful things, not just a woman.
Person.
Yeah, that's
person.
It.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't say women. Yeah. Can't be.
It didn't say man.
Well, you're allowed to look at a woman. How could it be? All the stories in Tanakh. So when they saw a beautiful man, I wouldn't say a beautiful woman. You could. Just don't have pleasure from a. Talk about the taiva now. A person's allowed to look at his wife. He should look at his wife. If he doesn't look at his wife, hey, look at her face. If you look at everything is there, look at her face. If you look at her whole body
so
and everything.
Much, right? Not so much.
Also. As long as he's not offended.
Yeah, so unseen, exceptional beauty, people, trees, and fields.
Exceptional.
You know the whole sitter by heart, probably. By the way, yep. Yeah. וכי בגלל שזו אשתו מותר לו להתאבות ליופיה, שפרושו להתאבות לשקע, we call it his wife is permitted to have lust to her beauty, which means to have lust to a lie. It's false.
She's just atoms and neutrons and protons.
Exactly. We all are.
Sort of atom, proton,
neutron. It's simplify things out. Kosher, don't tell this to your wife. Kosher can. You have to tell how beautiful you are. You're so beautiful. All the women are. And you're so beautiful. Of course, you say that to your wife. But you. Your work is, right, not to have taiva to your wife because how she looks. That's the point here. Also, if a person has pleasure from a woman, it's forbidden to him. A woman is not his wife. Even if his wife is beautiful. Who said he's permitted to increase his lust, his new because of this? One has to nullify his taiva and not to increase it. Also, someone is not lucky. And he has a beautiful wife. He's not lucky. He has a beautiful wife. What can he do now? As ma, so what? Kol sheken shechayavim nevatel zahava v'tachid habitul. Of course he has to nullify this taiva that he has. Completely. בשביל לא להיות שקוע, מחשבה מוטעת שזה מותר. In order not to be immersed, right, in this wrong idea, right, that it's permitted. It's not permitted. You have taiva, not permitted, even with your wife. גם כשהאדם רוצה לשבח את אשתו ולהחמיא לה, and also when a person wants to praise his wife and to compliment her, טוב יותר, it's better, besides you, okay, you're beautiful, you dress so nicely, טוב יותר, it's better שישבח אותה, that he will praise her, במידות טובות שיש בה. She doesn't care what you're praising her for. She needs to hear that you're praising her. So give her praises of her good midos. Unbelievable, how you act with the kids. And me, if it was me, I would have slapped him a long time ago. You just have so much patience. So much, and it's true, buddy. At least in my house. Yeah, that's why Shem made that with men around the house. Because we don't know, we can't deal with the kids that are so long. Right? Unbelievable. You were with the kids all day and you daven today? Unbelievable. כל מה שמתאמץ עשתה פקידה, you put in the laundry, and you did the dishes, and you made us food. Praise her that way. Why do you have to praise her beauty? It's a false thing, the beauty. It's a false thing. A beautiful person is not how he looks. A beautiful person is how beautiful the neshama is. Beautiful as the actions are. The person who has the most beautiful life, and she doesn't do the laundry, doesn't help him in the house, doesn't do nothing, she acts nasty. It's not beautiful. He's not beautiful. He has a bad life. And he has a wife who's not so beautiful, and she's heavy also, okay? Also heavy. She's heavy and she has a thing here. But she's the best wife. She has a beautiful marriage and a beautiful wife. Because that's beauty. That's real beauty. I remember my friend is a shatran. A different place, not here. He told me once a guy came to him. He said, I want a shidduch. Okay? Tell me. What do you want in a shidduch? He said, I don't care so much. She has to be the most beautiful girl on the block. He said, you're not ready to get married. Get out. You don't know what you're looking in a wife. That's what you want in a wife. And what happens when she has a few kids? Not so beautiful anymore. Then what? You throw out, you get a different one, a younger one, who didn't have kids yet. You're not ready to get married. The person has to know what he's looking for in life. Lama Adam Nimshach Nashim. Why is a person attracted to women? He cares if they're looking at him, right? Or they're interested in him. Why is that? Especially single people more. But also married people, if they don't work on themselves, they have the same thing. Because he makes out of this emptiness of beauty, he makes it into an existence, into reality. מי שמבטל את השקר הזה, someone nullifies this שקר in himself, he understands that it's שטויות. זה לא מעניין אותו אם נשים מסתכלות עליו ורואות אותו. He doesn't care if women look at him, or they're looking at him, or... He doesn't care. הוא לא רוצה לעשות רושם על שום אישה. He doesn't want to make an impression on any woman. לא להסתכל עליה ולא להסתכל עליו. He doesn't want to look at her. He doesn't want her to look at him. הוא לא מנסה להתחנחן בפני נשים. He doesn't try to... I don't know how to say it. To flatter in front of women. I don't know how to say it. Show himself off, remember me? בכל אותם חינות של שקר, with all these falsely graces, ששייכות רק למי שלא ביטל את האהבה ליופי אנשים, and they belong only to someone who did not nullify this lust for the beauty of women. It's a separate lust. The lust for the taiva itself, and the lust for the beauty of women. We also, it's 100% bad. It's 100% bad. Yeah, there's no good in it. No good. You say, unless to be with a woman, understand, it's not only bad because the person has to have children, make his wife happy, right? But the lust of the beauty of woman, the beauty of woman, that's 100% negative. There's no good there. There's no good there. A person can be with a woman even if he's not attracted to her. Everyone there. If he's not attracted to her beauty. No problem. A man has no problem, right? And nobody else. You know, there's a... My parents used to have a... I don't know if they still have it. And like in the kitchen, there was a big sign. I don't know where they got it from. On the top, there was a... one button which is on and off. And on the bottom, there's all kinds of buttons and stuff like a pilot's dashboard, right? And it said, on top it said man, and the bottom it said woman. Man's a man, on, off. Shtuyot. Right? Doesn't need something special, doesn't need anything. A woman's always complicated. Okay. Should be dealt again. Right, so a person, and he thinks a woman are looking at him. How is he walking? How is he talking? How is he this? How is he that? It all comes from this sheker achem, which is completely bad. That a person has to completely, ask Hashem, I don't want anything to do with this falsely beauty. It doesn't have to do with women only, but especially women. It calls up with a fancy car. I want that car. That car is better, but I want that car. Why?
It's like worshiping beauty.
Okay, exactly. It's about a zara. Exactly. Oh, no, I want that car. Why? That one's better. Yeah, but that one looks nicer. It's like, sheker achem, lechule. Top? Yala, 302 already. So tomorrow we'll finish.